One of the world's largest shipping routes has been blocked by a giant container ship, leaving dozens of vessels at a standstill. At around 200,000 tonnes and over 400 metres long, the Ever Given will take some work to become unstuck in the 200-metre-wide canal. The Suez Canal in Egypt sees at least 12% of the world's global trade pass through it daily, and means that vessels can avoid the week-long journey around the continent of Africa. Now, the people operating these dozens of vessels have the option of waiting in ports at the mouth of the canal or spending even more money to take a long detour. The Wire's Cassie Taylor spoke with John Manafico, Managing Director of International Cargo Express, an international logistics provider and freight forwarder, about what happened with the Ever Given.
The vessel has turned over due to heavy winds. It's now blocking the canal. The canal obviously has over 19,000 vessels go through the channel on a yearly basis. That's approximately 50 vessels a day. So already there's over 100 vessels in a holding batten. My understanding is that they've got some tugs that are trying to sort of upright the vessel to float it and hopefully put it back so it can continue on its journey. In the interim, they're probably going to try and get some remedy by allowing some limited sailing through so that way some vessels can get through on it. So that's where it's at the moment. They're hoping that this is going to be resolved in the next 24-48 hours.
So this has already been going on for about a day now. So in the short term, how does this impact you and trading in Australia more broadly?
The impact is that there's delays, and the situation that we've already had for the past 12 months with COVID, shipping has been impacted both with availability of space and equipment. So customers and clients have been impacted and now no doubt be impacted further with delays of arrival of consignments that they've ordered. Because what happens is a lot of the vessels that come by the channel head off to Asia and have got containers that are bound for Australia, so there'll no doubt be additional time added to those journeys.
Do we have any kind of idea of what goods are going to be delayed?
All goods, you know, whether it's furniture, whether it's machinery, fashion items, the clothing, so anything that is produced in Europe and obviously goes via the Asian ports to Australia will be impacted. That definitely will be a scenario. So hopefully we're only talking a few days, but I guess the major issue will be because of the congestion, then vessels will sort of be held up and not able to transit in a timely manner.
Is there a chance that this is going to happen again?
Hopefully not. It hasn't been something that's happened that I'm aware of, and I've been in this industry for over 40 years, and this is the first that I've ever been encountered of a vessel sort of rolling over in the canal.
John Manafico, Managing Director of International Cargo Express, speaking with The Wire's Cassie Taylor. More information on the impacts of this on international trade and logistics for Australians can be found on our website.